This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up! Get on up! 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 Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. You got to have the feeling.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Sam and Greg, how you doing?
Okay over there?
I'm doing fine, man.
Morning.
I decided I was going to just come out of the shoot and, you know, energy and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But I also thought about this yesterday.
Okay.
Something that we don't do enough of.
We?
Yes, because you part of this thing. Your microphone's on too, right?
You speak in French.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
Go ahead.
We don't thank our audience enough for making us their morning sports talk appetizer.
Yes.
We should do that. Appetizer. And by the way, I like that phrase.
An appetizer.
Yeah, we're their sports talk appetizer.
Sports talk appetizer.
People gonna come in
weekend
here with
mornings.
People are gonna come in here after us with meatier takes, a bigger dish of opinions. But we're your appetizer.
We're your appetizer.
We get you started in the morning. And appetizers could be anything.
Yep.
So it could be a high school appetizer.
Okay.
Could be a movie appetizer.
It could be that.
Could be Australian Open appetizer.
As a matter of fact, that's going on right now.
See?
So, but that's it. You're
like
right.
That,
you're right. You ease your way into it. It's a big day for
us.
The sports.
We're the opening act.
Yeah, but it's a big day. It's a big day because of what we have coming up later on in the National Football League, but it's a way to ease your way into it. You got on your slippers, your robe, you got your cup of Joe or whatnot.
And you've been peeking in people's windows?
Stop looking at the folks behind you over at Colony Square. You got your cup of Joe. You know, and you got a song. You got a song keeping you company this morning. We appreciate it. You know what? And we're wondering on the way in how conditions are around the area.
Lord. You ain't seen no snow this morning.
I walked out the door
this morning
and snow was falling, man. And I don't, if you're in the far reaches, you know what? And you talked about how strange our weather pattern is around here this time. Mm-hmm. You think about it, the last couple of days we got up to around 60. This rain comes in all day yesterday down to the south of the metro area. They had a tornado warning, a watch yesterday. Now on the far north end, we got a mix of rain and snow falling right now. I don't know if it still is up in that area. No accumulation, obviously, because the ground ain't cold enough. And we got this wind that's kicking outside just a bit.
So I will tell you the wind was worthy of note this morning.
Yeah, and that says a lot for you coming from where you come from.
Yeah, and I didn't see anything major this morning.
That was something.
It was a hassle-free ride coming in.
Really?
Until I got, like, down to Peachtree Street.
Okay. Well, you know, something was happening late last night, and I was doing
There's always something happening in the city late at night.
Yeah.
That just means we're growing.
I guess so. But there was a lot of people over in the area of 10th and, like, Spring, and over in that area, it was like people lined up to get off the exit ramp, and folks were parking over in the funeral home parking lot to come over. They ain't going to no funeral, but they're parking in a lot to get to go to something.
Well, you know, you also got to remember something else. We got a city that's full of productions being shot overnight, too. You didn't think about that, did you?
Yeah, but that wasn't what this was.
Okay, but I mean, there have been, think of it this way. I'll give you a scenario that might be relevant. A production takes over a bar, restaurant. Any kind of one of the midtown establishments. And they finish maybe about 2, 3 in the morning.
Okay.
Well, them folks got to stay and clean that up. And so those cars or that activity, even though the big trucks are gone, because they're moving over to the other side of town for wherever they're going to be shooting at today.
Yeah.
And by the way, if that were the case last night, somebody's getting paid.
For real.
You talking about union workers on a Saturday night working?
Yeah.
Oh, please. So I don't know that was the case. But it could have been. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg, we just getting started on a Sunday morning. A big Sunday morning. This is when you are going to see, at least in my mind, the best of the NFL.
Isn't that right?
These are the games. We always say
come out that way. You're right. Absolutely right. The best of the best.
The championship games, which, by the way, you can hear right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, starting off with the Rams and the Saints. kick off at 3:05. Should we try to describe what the scene looks what we're going to be looking at throughout the morning on the other side of the glass? You want to try and describe
that? Man, that is something. Like I said, it came through the door, and I said, you lose a bet?
The only thing I can think of, if you were to replace the logos with question marks, that would be exactly the coat that Jim Carrey wore in the Joker.
He was the Riddler.
The Riddler.
But yeah, I'll take that. Yeah. I'll accept that. I don't know what Sam's talking about losing a bet, man. I guess my new Sunday best, bro.
He got the hat too. Yeah, he's not wearing a hat now.
He's got the Saints outfit going.
Did
here,
you
folks.
Take a picture of that and put it on our website?
I did on Instagram, and I connected it with my personal Twitter. I did not use these stations.
Okay. Come on, man.
That would probably upset people.
Well, upset who?
You're just a fan. We have no ties to any of the teams.
Oh, you didn't know? We're told not to be fans of people.
Oh.
Oh, oops.
Not be fans of people. Fans of people, man.
All right. Well, anyway,
be fans of people.
Listen. Yeah. There is nobody paying tribute to the Saints more than our producer this morning.
Absolutely.
Got his coat off,
and he's done that all season. He's done that all season.
When I was a kid, I'm not saying we know what he's wearing down below. But when I was a kid, they used to have Cubs and Bears underwear that my mother used to put me in. I don't know if he's wearing his Saints drawers this morning.
I do not have any Saints drawers. I do have similar colored drawers, but they don't have Florida Lees on them. Like I got some yellows and some blacks and some.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Oh yeah, man.
I
coordinate.
Okay,
coordinate.
Had a pair of little shorts when I was a kid, Bubba, and the Cubs logo was right where you didn't want to have it.
Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah, see, I was on underoos back then, like Batman. You know, I didn't have no like Braves draws or anything back in the day. I do now, though.
All right. Well, again, having said that, let's move on. Rams against Saints.
Really? Can we move on?
Pre-game 2:00 kickoff at 3:05, followed by, of course, the Patriots and the Chiefs. And pre-game is at 6:00, kickoff at 6:40. Of course, you can hear all that action right here on Sports Radio 92.9TheGame.com. Yesterday was an interesting day in that it wasn't any football. And I mean, this was that withdrawal kind of day, kind of getting everybody that loves football ready for. The traditional football, right, within a few weeks.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. It gets you ready for what's happening today, and it reminds you that you are down to these final, two games to decide who goes to the Super Bowl. And that's kind of what yesterday reminds you of. Okay, there's no football today. Well, that means, we're down to, just two games to decide who.
You're such a bloody slope.
You know, that's the thing.
I can't get it out. You're such a bloody snob. There's actually three games left, Mr. Crenshaw.
Well, I mean, that's the final game, but I mean, there's two games left to determine who comes to play here.
But there's three football games left.
Okay.
Don't call the Pro Bowl, do you?
No, they gonna do a lot of posing down there.
No, hey, there's something going on in Orlando this weekend. They got big stuff is going on in the next few weeks, and the people that have a golf tournament, we couldn't get a guest because of what's going on in Orlando this weekend.
Absolutely,
big golf celebrity golf tournament. I don't have the name in front of me. I will find it and give them props. But
there are a lot of folks you're familiar with.
Well, those are the people who put on the American Century Championships, or Classic, whatever you want to call it, the one that's in Tahoe.
Okay.
So shout out to Shannon Graves. That's my connection there.
Ah.
She wasn't Shannon Graves. She was something else before, but she just got married. So.
Okay.
But, yeah.
The people, just people that live there, they bring people in from all over, like they do for Tahoe, for this event.
Well, it's the company, whoever the sponsor is that's what it is. But they still reach out to whatever athlete is between seasons that's available to go play. So this one, we'd be mostly baseball players. And who was it we were trying to get?
I was trying to get in touch with Brian McCann.
Brian McCann would be down there.
And he's down there. But, I mean, he was back with the Braves now, but probably made a prior commitment to be a part of that.
Would you like to be a part? I know you're not a big golfer. Would you like to be a part of a foursome that included Frank Gore and McCann, and like Chipper. His hand goes up. Yeah, would you like to?
Just the two you mentioned, even without Chipper, those two, simply because I've known them for so long.
I would want those two because it would be an interesting perspective. You got a Hall of Famer who was on the 17th hole of his career when those two guys showed up, and they brought life back to Chipper. If you remember that, he talked about that.
Well, to a lot of them.
But mainly him because he was, the pitchers had been gone.
Yeah. Well, no, when McCann showed up, Smoltz. That's
true. That's right. He had him for a minute.
Smoltz chose McCann to be his guy. And, I mean, that was the thing that was so big. Here's a young catcher being called up to this team, And here's John
He's framing.
Smoltz.
Everything was great about that. Yeah. Of course, taking Roger Clemens deep for a grand slam didn't hurt either.
Of course but, not.
But I'm saying there's a perspective that Chipper had as the elder statesman when those two guys came in. I just remember that visual of the jumping around
the baby
in the
braids.
Dugout.
The original baby
No, yeah,
braids.
The originals. And those guys, well, no, the originals was would have been in the 90s, wouldn't it?
Well, no, I mean, that group that came along with them was known as the Baby Braves. They were guys who were out on the farm system, and it seemed like every week a different one was coming up and joining in, and there was so much excitement because here were these young guys, and many of them growing up from the area, getting a chance to come back and be a part of their hometown team. And well, I remember talking to them, and they're like, I remember talking to Blaine Boyer, who was on the team, who went to Walton High School, and it would be they're driving in to a Turner Field for the games on before a game, and they're talking to each other on the phone. Man, can you believe this? You believe this? Just a few years, we're playing, you know, out of East Cobb, or we're playing high school ball, and now yeah. we're playing. I mean, just the thrill of those guys who had known each other, competing against each other at different levels, and now here they were as very young professional players playing in their hometown. It was
It was and cool again, time. Like I said, I just remember that visual of you know, home run was hit, big play was going on, and they come back jumping and. You know, grabbing each other and all that. And you remember what it was like when these guys were going through that 14-year run. It was very stoic. That was the problem that people felt was why they didn't win more World Series, because they were all very stoic. It was
very
all
business,
very corporate.
Businesslike.
And when especially McCann and Frank Gore and those guys that came in at the tail end of Chipper's career, they brought an excitement and exuberance that was not there beforehand. So that's why I remember it, and that's why I'd like to get his perspective with those other two guys there. And then – when we hit the turn, let's hear some stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to hear some stories about, you know, Freddie, but then I also want to hear some Bobby Cox stories.
Oh, there'll be plenty of Bobby.
I want to hear some Bobby stories. So that's why I'd like to have those guys in the foursome. But this is all surrounding why we couldn't get McCann. So let's get back to people we can talk about, and that's these games today. And the fact that we're going to see the best football, I believe, these are the games that bring the most excitement on a regular basis.
Always.
With the exception of last year's Super Bowl. There's very it's rare. We had an exciting Super Bowl here at Tennessee
and Rams.
Rams.
Mm-hmm. Down to the final second. To me, that's – and we've had
that
so
was,
few,
that was probably –
we've had so few Super Bowls. I'm thinking the Norwood miss with the Buffalo game. You know, the game goes down to the last second. To me, that's what a championship game should be.
Or Brady's first win, you know? when Vinatieri, you know – kicked the field goal to win it, but Brady brought him down the field, and you didn't realize what you were watching. I think the thing that I take away from that Super Bowl was how surprised John Madden was calling a game that this kid brought these guys down the field
and they were
in position to win it. But the one I was thinking of, as far as exciting, was last year. Nobody expected Philadelphia to do what they did.
I know.
And then the trick play, and you got Nick Foles and all of that stuff. So that was pretty exciting. So, again, the games that you see that happen today, these teams that are trying to make it to the Super Bowl, I believe you get the best games, you know, out of those teams today.
And
because you just got a taste of it. You can see the finish line.
Yeah.
And I think the angst of losing this game more than the Super Bowl lasts longer. We can ask some professional players about that, you know.
Oh yeah, to get that close, especially if they're teams that haven't been there before, or players who played their whole careers and didn't get a chance to play in a Super Bowl. Those are the ones that you remember and really feel bad for. Guys who played their career and get a chance, get this close, get to this one game that you need to win in order to play in the big game. And you think of some guys like a Brady when it seems like an annual thing for them. But it makes you realize, just in our situation here in Atlanta, it makes you realize just how difficult it is to get there. And, you know, you want to get a chance to get there again, and you want to win it eventually. But today is the day you got to come through to get to the Super Bowl and get to come to Atlanta in 2 weeks.
I don't know at what point during the show, but during the show this morning, you are going to hear major, major pet peeve of Mr. Crenshaw. It has to do with those of you folks who, well, I ain't saying on tease any more than that. But you got one for everybody, right?
Yeah.
This is going to be good. By the way, coming up next, do me a favor. Tell me what I need to know about what's going on with the Australian Open.
There's a lot going on. Matter of
all
fact,
right, well, tell them. No, save it.
Okay.
That's what I'll say. It's called a tease. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg, we appreciate you making us your sports appetizer. I'm going to see how that works for next hour or so here. Cool. We were just talking about a name from the past. I was looking at some of the events that took place on this day before we get to Australian Open. Comments, our thoughts. I just channeled Costas.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. James Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Was the MVP of the 75 Pro Bowl, which was played on this date.
Okay.
And I scrolled by and I saw his name, and I haven't seen his name in forever. LA Rams quarterback. Yeah. That was two moves ago.
True.
Well, hang on a second. Maybe three. Left the Rams, went to St. Louis.
Well, they left Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Went to Anaheim.
Okay.
Then to St. Louis.
Then to St. Louis. Now back.
Now back in LA.
Damn.
Without this name, but he's in and out of our city quite a bit because he's one of the co-founders of the Black College Football Hall of Fame. He and Doug Williams, both ex-Grambling quarterbacks,
right,
for Eddie Robinson. So he is that, and he'll be in town, of course, next month when they have the induction ceremonies on February 16th, which our very own Hugh Douglas will be inducted into the Black College Football Hall of Fame. So James Shaq Harris will be in town. Maybe we can get him to stop by and be on the show with us.
For extra credit, Mr. Crenshaw, the year before, in 74, they had the Pro Bowl. Man, of all places, too. Arrowhead Stadium.
Really?
Yeah, it says here. The 24th Pro Bowl.
I thought it was always out in Hawaii.
I didn't know
they moved around.
Because then the one I just talked about was in Miami, which you can understand why they had
Miami,
it there.
See Miami, but why Arrowhead?
And Kansas City, Missouri. Anyway, the AFL beat the NFC. AFC beat the NFC. But I will, let's see, what can I do? I will pay for your car note, if you have one, this month, if you can guess who the MVP was. That's how confident I am that you won't. And it's not a name that you don't know. It's a name you know. But this stood out to me. You got 10 seconds, because we got to keep going here.
Yeah, I know. 74?
74.
Oh.
I can't believe this is the person either.
I'm stumped at 74.
Gary Yeprimian.
Gary, really?
And if you don't know that name, he was a kicker.
And a tie maker.
Yeah. Then he was the one, and a bad quarterback.
At least for one play. That will live forever in infamy with
it's
NFL films.
It's the greatest
films.
Replay ever, too.
Yep.
Dolphins, I forgot what it was from. It wasn't obviously the
Super
game
Bowl.
They lost.
Super Bowl.
It was the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
How do you know that?
The Dolphins, was the Dolphins Redskins Super Bowl?
It was a Dolphins game, obviously.
Yeah.
And it was a kick that was the place holder messed it up, and Yeprimian got a hold of it.
He ends up in his hands, and
he tries
to
throw
it,
pass
and it was terrible.
It would have been if the person was behind him. He
threw a pass that went in reverse.
It went behind him. All right. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9. I appreciate you guys hanging out with us. But going on right now, in full effect, is the Australian Open. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. And Federer's actually playing right now.
And he's on the ropes.
Yes, he is.
He's on the ropes. One of the young rising stars, Stefanos Tsitsipas from Greece. And he's giving Federer all he wants right now. Federer won the first set. And Tsitsipas has won the second two sets, 7-6, 7-5.
Yeah.
They're tied at two. Sloane Stephens is waiting because she's on the court when they get done. So, I mean, she's waiting to play her next round match. And you're a week into the tournament, and so you see who's around, who's gone, and we have an American male that's still around.
Telefo?
TFO. He's in Telefo.
Give me a minute. I just met
you
the
got
guy
it
like
right.
a week
you,
ago.
You got it right yesterday.
I had the notes in front of me. I was trying to remember his name.
Yo, fresh out the bat. You just got his name. I said,
Reverend Felcher.
You got his name right. Francis TFO, and he wins over Gregor Dimitrov, who's a 20 seed. So that's seeded players that he's beaten out. He's ranked 39 in the world. His numbers are going to climb after this tournament, but he still has more tennis to play. The number two seed.
Wait. And if you don't know who this guy is, tell me if this is an apt description. He got kind of a Wesley Snipes thing working. Because he plays kind of, he's not angry, but he's intense. He's very focused.
Yes.
Would you say that's
laser, laser focused.
Okay, so that's why I said a Wizards.
And he's on he's on a roll right now. I mean, he's got some confidence. He beat Kevin Anderson, the number 5 seed, earlier in the tournament. So he's moved on. Maria Sharapova got bounced last night. Wait. What was that? What was that?
I said thank you. You want to hear it again?
What?
Thank you.
Why?
Thank you.
Why?
Cheater.
What? She sat out. She had to sit out. She didn't get to play.
The thing I just said was it wrong? Okay. Let's continue.
She's eliminated
in
the first round by Ashleigh Barty, who is from Australia. So the Australians were really behind their home girl to win this match, and she beat Sharapova in 3 sets.
Plus, she was behind a lot of crazy stuff that was thrown at the Williams sisters too early on.
Well, yeah, well, I know she was behind it, but there were other people. There was marketing.
But she was the most famous because she was the biggest name player on the tour at that time, beside them.
Yeah,
and she was the leader of the. The backstabbing.
And Melanie. Who did backstabbing? That song? She's made a lot of money. She made a lot of money, had tons of endorsements.
Yeah, but she and
still had some endorsements even while she was out. She was selling her candy. Was it Sharapova? And Sharapova. That's the name of her candy. That she sells, man.
It sounds like one of them popcorn songs from back in the 60s. Sugar, what about Archie's or something?
Danielle Collins, also an American, 25-year-old, knocked out Angelique Kerber, who's the number 2 seed. So the top 2 seeds have been eliminated. Well, no, not the top 2 seeds, the defending champion and the number 2 seed. The number 1 seed, Simona Halep, is still in the tournament. And next up, she has Serena Williams, and that'll be tonight, which will be tomorrow when they play that match.
What's the fifth major or unofficial major in tennis? I was trying to think about this.
A lot of people think it's the Miami, the tournament down in Miami that's been called the NASDAQ or the Sony. Or this year they're going to play it in a football stadium.
That's not that Indian Wells one?
Indian Wells, yeah.
That's supposed to be a big one,
but see, the Indian Wells for the longest time, remember the
Serena,
the winning
sisters they
would not
go.
Play it for the longest time. They're back playing it now. But this is the week and a half you usually have. It's not a full 2 weeks for the big players. The big players used to play like a week and a half at that one and down in Miami. Those are the two big tournaments, aside from the U.S. Open in the United States, where you get to see everybody come out and play, the top players in the world show up for. So that would be like an unofficial fifth major, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, they were able to play it. Of course, you have this going on, and of course, before they finish the tournament, they're going to do some esports over there.
Oh, the big Fortnite thing going on, right?
Big Fortnite thing is going to come up. And that's gonna be different. And you know what?
Here we go. Go ahead, because it's not what's going on now. It's how you see it happening in the future.
Absolutely.
That you really want to talk about.
That's the thing I think that's pretty exciting about Fortnite. And we're gonna talk with Rick Limpert in just a few minutes, who works with the BB&T Atlanta Open. He's been out in Vegas and he's got a bunch of new gadgets to tell us about, as he always does. But would this be a fit for some other events? And Bo, on the other side of the glass, you know, you're a Fortnite player. And, you know, we'll talk to you about the fact that it's being placed on this stage, something like a major tennis event, and they're going to bring in Fortnite. I think they're going to do it all in one day.
Yeah, they're going to do the tournament next Sunday, which is the day of the finals. And I'm not sure if they're trying to squeeze it in between matches, because they're doing it on the second court. But right. You don't want to have the finals matches going on at the same time of the tournament. That would kind of defeat the purpose. Or maybe you get kids to bring their parents. Parents watch tennis. Kids play the Fortnite tourney.
You selling tickets.
Either way, they've got people in the building.
Yeah, you're selling tickets.
Yeah. So they're going to do the tournament next Sunday. 500 Fortniters will square off in Australia for $100,000. Crazy.
I think this is the tip of the iceberg. I think.
Oh, most definitely. Oh, yeah.
You know, considering all our major sports, major league sports, team sports, are heavily invested in esports, and I think it won't be long before you will see them kind of, you know, finding places to match up with events that are good fits. I could see baseball doing it at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be a place to do
dude,
something.
If they found a place, like they're building an 8,000 seat, you know, kind of area for a concert, you could put 10,000 people into a building for a Madden tournament on Super Bowl week somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Even if they did it at the Gwinnett Center on like Wednesday or something to kick it off. You know?
Right. So I think it won't be very long before we'll see the esports element. They've invested all that money in it for something. You know, and so I think this is just the tip of the iceberg, and tennis is getting the leg up on it and getting it rolled out at a major event.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Very serious about this, and you and Bo can answer this question, because I don't know the answer to this. And I'm wondering, and it's going to be one of those things where we have to be visionaries. Realistically, we have talked about the fact that the people of our generation have grown up with the traditional American sports, And even of those four, baseball, basketball, football, and hockey, hockey's sort of left the stage, unless you're Canadian.
I don't say it's left the
stage. It's left the stage. It's not like it used to be.
The folks out in Vegas would argue with you.
I'm just saying, overall, that sport has left the stage. We've watched the numbers go down in a number of sports. Football, not so much. A little dip last year, but this year it went back up. We've seen it in baseball. Basketball has had a resurgence. Of the four, basketball is probably the best. But some of these others are on life support. Here's my question. What's next is what's going to run things. And what I mean by what's next is the 18 to 34 demographic.
Okay. All right?
And even the ones younger than them who don't care about how much Bryce Harper makes or if Tom Brady gets his next championship. They talk about and they care about the sports that we have talked about here that are on their way up. Lacrosse. We've talked about soccer. We spent a lot of time talking about Fortnite. My question is, of what's next, what do you think is going to take over the traditional American sports as being for that demographic, that age group, that those kids is going to replace with football, baseball, basketball, I mean, or hockey? What do you think? College is going to be college because we're always going to have colleges. But professional sports can go away and take a back seat, i.e. boxing and some other sports. Do you see lacrosse? You see soccer? Soccer in the minds of a lot have already done
Yeah, pretty much. So, soccer's already
but
here.
But you see what I'm saying? We're going to be long gone. We're going to be dead. But I'm wondering what the sports landscape in America is going to look like in 50 years, if you can kind of predict a little bit.
I just say we already seen it so much with soccer. Look, as far as participation, lacrosse.
They're going to be talking about across the board, like we are talking about these championship games today. Will they be doing it about lacrosse in 20 years? Will they be doing it? We know it's already done in soccer. Okay, so I see soccer being what the NFL is now in 20, 30 years.
Well, when that just means we just caught up with the rest of the world. Because it's already there, rest of the world.
I think when you get that far into the future, you're talking about 50 years.
Well,
I think you're
going to
start seeing a lot more virtual reality sports. You're going to see people in a circle where they can move freely with helmets or masks on with virtual reality.
Okay,
and they're going to be playing a sport.
So it's Fortnite on steroids.
To them is a whole open world arena.
Yep.
But they're doing it in a compact space.
So kind of an extension of what we're doing with these with fantasy leagues and Madden and things like that. So Fortnite, whatever the games are within Fortnite, people could actually be playing those.
The kids are gonna end up out of the house and getting exercise while still playing the video games. That's where it's gonna all come together.
How about that?
Sam and Greg, we are going to talk to a friend of the show, Rick Limpert, up next with some gadgets and his thoughts on, well, a number of things. That's up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929thegame.com. We are your radio home for Super Bowl SB 53 in the ATL. Sam and Greg with you. Why are you clapping for that?
That was very good. You just executed a memo.
Okay. Good Sunday morning, everybody. Glad you're with us this morning. Glad you're with us this morning. We have a guest, a friend of the show, who's just back from Vegas, and maybe he didn't have to go and eat.
I bet he was at a casino, or maybe he spent a nickel or two.
And I'm sure he didn't have to eat his breakfast at Cracker Barrel. But anyway, he's joining us now on the WaitForIt.com hotline.
With Rick, good morning.
Rick Limpert, good morning.
Good morning, guys. No Cracker Barrel, but a lot of, as Sam would know, a lot of media center food, which sometimes the Cracker Barrel starts looking pretty good at that point.
Well, before we get into the things you saw there, what do you think about what's happening in Australia so far? We got Federer on the ropes here.
We got Federer on the ropes. I got it on in here in the background. But I don't know what you think, Sam, but this has been a pretty good Australian Open. We have a good mix of some of the old guard and then some of the, like you said, some of the young people starting to make their move through. We've been waiting. We've been talking about it. When are they going to start making their way, like some of the American people and American players, and now we're seeing that with Danielle Collins and Tiafoe playing really well. So pretty exciting matches so far.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned his name because, Rick, I was talking to Sam about this. Is Tiafoe the guy who's going to bring eyeballs back to the television viewing American men tennis?
I don't know about that. I mean, it still remains to be seen, and because there's a few young Americans that are, once the Federers, Nadals, Djokovics are out, that can make their move. He's got the ability. He's a guy that plays hard every point. I mean, you don't see that a lot in tennis today, as Sam would know. So he's got a chance. He's an American. He's got a great personality, and he's got a chance to be that guy.
Well, I'm sick of waiting for Jack Sock, because I want to say his name every week on the radio, and he ain't been doing nothing. So
yeah, I don't know what to say. The fall of Jack Sock has been kind of tough for American tennis fans to take. He had some success in doubles, but remains to be seen if he'll get himself back up to the top.
Really, really want to say that. Well, Rick, we'd love to talk tennis, but also you've been to something very special. You always bring us high-tech gadgets and things you find. You went to a place where they had a whole town full of these things out in Las Vegas. Talk about going out to CES.
Well, CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, takes over the whole city of Las Vegas. So 200,000 people, every convention space is booked with part of the show, and it's for people that are into tech, consumer tech, sports tech. It's an eye-opening experience that people have never been before. I've been probably over 10 years now, so I kind of know how to do it, but just overwhelming, but really some cool stuff out there.
You got a number of things that you mentioned. I see one that's great, be great for tennis, a large tennis simulator. I'm looking at this thing. Greg and I are looking at it. How is that working? Where would you put something like that?
Well, you'd have to have a really big house, a lot of space in your basement, or this is something you could maybe see at tennis clubs or sports bars may get something like this. But this was very impressive, and I didn't even know it was going to be there. We've had these big golf simulators for a long time, and now the maker of these golf simulators, they've now made the tennis spot. So it's almost like a full half court, and with a large screen, and the balls fly out of the screen, and they have spin on them. You can be in practice mode. You can play matches and return serves. So really impressive. This was this is the future of kind of high-tech simulators in tennis. They had other sports as well, so not cheap by any means. I'm sure they didn't even have a price on this available here in the U.S. yet, but I was really impressed by this tennis simulator.
I did see one thing that was pretty cheap, and the name might throw some people, the TV jock strap. You got to explain that to us.
Well, I don't know if you guys have ever mentioned the word jock strap on here, but So probably the least techie gadget I saw at the show was the TV jock strap. So a $12.99 device, and it's a elastic band that goes around your big screen, any size television, to block the ticker out that's at the bottom of the screen.
Oh, man.
Or at the top of the screen. You could have two of them even on your television. So what they're looking at is that's distracting for some people, and also spoilers. So a lot of times we're watching a sporting event on a DVR, and we don't want to see those scores at the bottom of the screen. So the TV jock strap blocks out the scrolls and the tickers to remove those spoilers and distractions that we get watching sports on TV.
That's fantastic. To look at it, a lot of people in the TV biz wish they could find out sometimes when you're watching an event, especially golf. I think that's one that really comes to where the putt's going in, and they got a ticker or something that covers up the hole.
I didn't know that people thought that was a problem. I mean, I never met anybody who was bothered by that.
If there's a sport and you're blocking out the bottom half of the screen, like golf, you want to see the ball drop in the hole, don't you? So, I mean, that's the thing. If you got a ticker or something going at the bottom half.
I mean, I get it.
You know what I mean? So
that, but I haven't had it hasn't happened enough where I thought that would be an issue. But, I guess.
Yeah. That's something different. Something different. One more thing you got, Rick, you see something called the Flexit?
Yeah, so interesting to talk to these entrepreneurs from Flexit. Flexit is a flexible gym membership, kind of like the Uber of gym memberships. So, I mean, a frustrating thing is not only taking out a gym membership, but try to cancel a gym membership if you're moving or you need to switch gyms. Flexit now, available in 7 cities, hopefully Atlanta's coming soon, is through an app. You check in when you get to a gym, and then you check out with the app when you leave, and you're only charged per minute that you're in the gym. So no initiation fees, no setup fees. You're only charged when you're using the gym. It's a 10 to 20 cents a minute is what it comes down to. So for people that travel, that use different gyms, that need flexibility in their memberships, this is a great option. I think this is really something that could take off really big quickly.
Wow, something right. different. People who just want to work out and want to do that and not be tied down to a membership. Rick, that is great stuff. As always, we appreciate you spending some time with us talking tennis and talking high tech. And, of course, we always see you around holiday time, so thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Appreciate it, man.
I appreciate it. I always see you guys at the BB&T, and we need to get Greg out there this year, too.
Absolutely. I got no problem with that.
We
no
will do
problem
that.
At all.
We will do that. That is Rick Limper.
All right, Rick.
You follow him on Twitter, @RickRoswell on Twitter. And he keeps you up to date.
Sounds like a morning man someplace.
He does, doesn't it?
God morning, everybody. Rick Roswell with you. Man, you ever try to get you ever hear people trying to get out of those gym memberships?
Yeah.
They send a hitman after you. That's why I just that's what the manager brings. See, this is why you gotta get your trunk full of t-shirts. So when Sam shows up, hey, how you doing? Here's a free t-shirt. Next time you show up, Sam, come on in here. We gotta take care of you, no problem. I'm gonna teach you the Chicago way. Get you an off-ramp built to your restaurant.
Yep.
No problem.
Nice.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.